News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than 100 aid and rights groups have today called on governments around the world to take action as hunger spreads in Gaza. They're demanding an immediate and permanent ceasefire and the lifting of all restrictions on the flow of humanitarian aid. Stephen Bowen is Executive Director of Amnesty International Ireland. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Not sure they can ring the alarm any louder than this.
We have been ringing the alarm for so long and so loud, and this really has to be understood to be the final alarm call. If government do not act now, we see another great hunger unfolding in Gaza. People are literally starving to death because Israel will not let the aid and the supplies into the Gaza Strip. It's 2 months since Israel deliberately wrecked the UN-led humanitarian aid distribution system in Gaza and replaced it with their ridiculous, disgusting Gaza Humanitarian Aid Foundation that has turned the aid distribution system into a nightmare. And now the aid workers themselves and their families are dying alongside the people that they serve. We really need action right now if we are not going to see a population starved to death by Israel as part of its genocidal campaign in Gaza.
Israel will say they're not responsible for this, but I don't think anyone believes that anymore apart from themselves.
Well, I think it's good to hear you say that no one believes them, because Israel makes these wild accusations all the time, and too often people do believe them. Look, there is aid in warehouses the other side of the land crossings into Gaza, and Israel is refusing to allow that aid in. Israel dismantled the UN system and put in place the Gaza Humanitarian Aid Foundation. Gaza has been under siege by Israel for months and months and months. The population are exhausted. They are psychologically battered. They've been displaced. They've been brutalized. They've seen their families die. And now they are being starved to death. We need governments now to act. We need to demand a permanent ceasefire, an end to this war. We need to stop the weapons transfers. Weapons are still leaving Europe and being sent to Israel to fuel this genocide. And the EU has failed to cancel the EU-Israel trade agreement. That means, and this is just so shocking, in the midst of this deliberate plan to starve the population of Gaza to death, the EU is actually granting Israel special privileges and preferential trade because of their human rights record. And the EU has failed to cancel, suspend that agreement, even though the EU's own report recognises the tragedy that is unfolding. The time has come for governments in Europe, including Ireland, to act unilaterally. They must act as if the EU trade association agreement has been suspended. If they're not happy to do that, take the EU to court to get it voided, because Israel needs to understand that we will not tolerate this starvation.
Stephen, if this was happening anywhere else in the world where hunger was being weaponized in the way it is in Gaza, do you think the world would be acting differently?
Well, the world is a pretty tragic place at the moment, but you're absolutely right. If this was not Israel, it would not be tolerated. And we have tolerated it for far too long. After all, the starvation, the genocide, the brutality of what has unfolded in Gaza over the last 20 months did not come out of a vacuum. Israel has installed a cruel apartheid system in the occupied Palestinian territories and has denied Palestinians their basic human rights for decades. Yeah, we have tolerated that. We have watched that happen. And now Israel has stepped in to this end game where they are simply going to starve the population of Gaza to death. And we must not be part of that absolute tragedy. Governments around the world must act. They must act absolutely decisively to send Israel the signal that there will be an arms embargo. We will not weaponize. We will not send weapons to Israel whilst they behave this way. They will open the land crossings, the food, the supplies, they are there. They are the other side of the Erez crossing, which Israel controls. The aid agencies, they're ready. The UN agencies are ready to go in and distribute aid at scale. It will be a difficult job. Probably more aid workers will lose their lives as they go in to feed the population of Gaza. But they're willing to do it because they can do it at scale and they know what to do. It must stop.
The WHO has condemned an attack on a building that they owned and the treatment of some of the people that were contained therein. The vast majority of aid workers who are left at this point are native Gazans, people who will be suffering themselves. They're the ones also that have to queue at their own place of work so that they can try and secure food for themselves. This is all happening as media in Gaza, the reporters on the ground are also starving. It's happening just beyond our sight. It's terrifying that it could be going on where we don't have such accurate reporting. Are you concerned that your agents on the ground, the people that you are working with in Amnesty, will soon not be able to report what's going on, which means that this tragedy unfolds in silence?
Well, we have people on the ground in Gaza and they are living this same nightmare existence where they don't know whether they can feed their children when they get up in the morning. We don't know whether they will survive the day. It is absolutely tragic. And may I say, I want to pay homage to all the Palestinians, all the aid workers who are living through this absolute nightmare, whether or not Israel will let us report it publicly. But I would answer your question this way. Israel has put in place the absolutely typical playbook when people want to commit a genocide. They've stopped the international news organisations being there to report it. So you're absolutely right that Israel has deliberately prevented news agencies from being inside Gaza and being able to document day by day, minute by minute, the war crimes, the crimes against humanity, the genocide, the brutality, the starvation, the deliberate attack on the civilian population that Israel has put in place. But we do know it's happening. We do know it's happening. Amnesty International and others have relentlessly told the world what is happening, and the world can see what is going on. We can see that this is a deliberate attack by Israel on a civilian population, and we must get our governments to stop and to act now.
Stephen Bowen, Executive Director of Amnesty International Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.